Getting us to the time of the morning, we talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Sean Asani is on the line, and we're going to be talking cholesterol this morning. Sean Asani, good morning on this Tuesday. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne. Thank you for having me, and good morning to our listeners.
It's a pleasure, and thanks for joining us today. And Sean Asani, today talking about cholesterol, and getting straight into it, a burning question, what is cholesterol?
Cholesterol is a soft fatty substance in the blood, which plays an important role in cell membranes. It manufactures many hormones and bile for digestion. So most of the cholesterol in the body, it is manufactured in the liver and then transported by the blood to the rest of the body. So some foods that we eat, especially those from animal source, they also contain cholesterol, and this is referred to as a dietary cholesterol.
And why is high cholesterol levels, or why are high cholesterol levels dangerous?
Just to note that everyone has cholesterol in their blood, but too much cholesterol increases the risk of having heart attack and stroke. So high blood cholesterol levels, they can also slowly cause a buildup of cholesterol and other waste product in the inner walls of arteries. So if it's left unchecked, it can eventually form a plaquey, thick, hard deposit that can narrow arteries and then make them less flexible. So this process is called atherosclerosis. And if a clot forms and it blocks a narrowed artery, it then feeds or it then stops or reduces the flow of the blood into the other parts or organ or into the brain, which can then lead to either heart attack or stroke. So high cholesterol is one of the most important risk factors for cardiovascular disease. That's why we are raising awareness about the dangers that high cholesterol can cause to the body.
Okay, but now you do get good and bad cholesterol. What is good and bad cholesterol?
We do have both a good and bad, as you have mentioned. A cholesterol that is transported from the liver to the rest of the body is carried in transporters. It's called low-density lipoproteins, commonly known as an LDL cholesterol. A different transporter, also called high-density lipoprotein, or HDL, it collects cholesterol from the rest of the body and the blood vessels and returns it to the livers. Because high levels of high LDL cholesterol are associated with heart disease, it is often called high bad cholesterol. And HDL cholesterol, which cleans the blood vessel of cholesterol, is therefore commonly referred to it as a good cholesterol. So blood cholesterol tests, they are often also include a triglyceride test, so which is a measure of the amount of fat that is being transported in the blood, which could then be from fatty food that we recently eat or from fat production in the liver. So high fasting levels of triglyceride in the blood, it can also increase the risk of heart disease and strokes.
Okay. And what are physical and lifestyle risk factors for high cholesterol? You know, how do you get it and how can you prevent it?
There are many physical as well as lifestyle factors that can increase the likelihood of developing high blood cholesterol. So being aware of these risk factors, it helps one to be able to identify the changes that are necessary to lower the risk. So some of these include eating too much saturated fat that we usually find from an animal source, a medical condition such as an underactive thyroid gland or chronic kidney failure. If a person is also having a family history of one parent or grandparent having a high cholesterol, this trait, it can be inherited and then put the person at risk of having high cholesterol. So this condition is called hypercholesterolemia because it's an inherited condition where a person or a relative had a high blood cholesterol. And then being physically inactive as well can also increase the risk of a person to have high cholesterol. Being overweight or obese, especially around the middle, around the abdomen, it can also increase the risk of a person having cholesterol, as well as increase the risk of a person to develop type 2 diabetes or metabolic syndrome conditions. Drinking too much alcohol, as well as the use of smoking and tobacco, it can also increase cholesterol in the blood.
Okay, then Sean Asani, how can cholesterol levels be lowered? I suppose first trick would be lifestyle and what you've just chatted about.
The Treatment to lower the cholesterol, usually it will depend on the individual risk profile. A doctor may recommend some medication for some people if the cholesterol is too high, or they can also recommend that the person should first start making lifestyle changes before they put them on medication, depending on what the doctor finds with regards to the value when they're doing the test. But whether a person, someone is starting on medication or not, it's also important that they take part in physical activity as well as lifestyle changes, because all these things, they help to lower cholesterol levels. So when it comes to physical activity, we need to at least aim for 150 minutes of physical activity a week, which means that it's 30 minutes five times a week by doing moderate to vigorous intense aerobic physical activity, because this one will help to increase good cholesterol, which is HDL cholesterol, and reduce high triglyceride levels. Be smoke-free, because quitting smoking as well as avoiding secondhand, it can help in particularly for lowering LDL cholesterol. If you are obese or overweight, aim to lose weight, even as little as 2 to 5 kg weight loss. It already starts to improve raised blood cholesterol by decreasing them. And also the other important is that we need to reduce the total carbohydrates we eat, especially the refined ones like our white bread, white rice, pastry, sweets, and biscuits, because this one can increase the risk of cholesterol. We should rather aim to eat more of whole grains that also have fiber, because fiber helps to burn the cholesterol out of the body. We also need to limit our added sugar, such as our sweets, chocolate, sweet and soft drinks, fruit juice. Choose also food that are high in omega-3, especially naturally oiled fish such as sardines, pilchards, mackerel, or salmon. And also there is also plant-based sources such as your walnuts, flax seeds, canola, which are also good source of omega-3. It's also important that we reduce the intake of saturated fat, as I've mentioned before, and replace this with your mono or polyunsaturated fat that you can find in food like avocado, olive oil, nuts, as well as seeds. And also, if the doctor has recommended some medication, ensure that you are drinking the medication according to the way that the doctor has prescribed, and also ensure that you never skip the dosage.
Right. So that all makes sense. And Shonisani, one last question. Where can people find out more information about the Heart and Stroke Foundation and heart disease and healthy lifestyles?
The Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa, we have a website with all our contact information as well as other information like our recipe book. It's on our website. So our listeners can visit our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. We are on social media on X, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and LinkedIn. They can also follow us there. If they need to speak to one of our healthcare professionals, they can call us on 021-422-1586.
Great. Shonisani, thank you very much. Thanks. Have a great week, and we'll chat again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Wayne, and thank you to the listeners. Have a blessed week ahead and enjoy.